Take a deep inhale. And then a nice steady exhale. Deep inhale.
And deep exhale. One more time. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Then glide on to hands and knees. Settle into cat-cow, lengthening the spine on the inhale and then rounding your spine on the exhale. But see if you can pause long enough to discover that you're initiating the movement from the breath. So it's the inhale that expands and lengthens. It's the exhale that rounds and lifts the belly. Take one more inhale. Press back to downward facing dog as you exhale. And then walk your dog out. So bend the knees. But as you do that, start feeling how the body already shifts just from that little bit of change, right? If you were sitting all day long, you're experiencing something different already. Maybe you can look at your hands and try to spread the fingers more to press the palms down. That action will protect your wrists. And then inhale your right leg up. Keep extending through your arms, rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. And then keep squeezing through the left leg so you're not collapsing, you're extending. And circle out your ankle. Go into one direction and then go to the other direction. Make sure you're breathing. Inhale, straighten your leg. And then squeeze knee to nose, but keep the left thigh really strong. Inhale, extend the right leg back. Right knee, right elbow. Inhale, extend the right leg back, right knee, left elbow. Inhale, extend the leg back, and then step the right foot through, come to runner's lunge, be on the fingertips. Make sure that front knee is in 90 degrees. And then inhale, draw the chest forward. On your exhale, straighten the front knee and bow. And you just straighten that knee to your ability, okay? Inhale, shift forward. And straighten and bend. Go back and forth on your own. Continue to observe the small changes with every motion. Okay. And you may notice that there's choreography in this class, so that means that you might get lost, and that's okay. We all been there. I actually got lost in a previous class with Brenda. And she called me out, which I won't do to you, but it was kind of nice to call out the owner to be present. Inhale, shift forward. Release the back knee down, and then inhale, sweep your arms up. Take the arms all the way back. Circle, sweep the arms back, interlace the fingers behind the low back, and then draw the chest up, knuckles down, so elongating through the chest muscles. Take one more breath in, and then bow forward. Keep that interlace. And you notice that when you're bowing forward, all of a sudden you got a grip with that front foot. So come into a clearer awareness of, so there's the functionality. You gotta grip with the toes. So grip with the feet,
And then inhale, reach the arms up, take a deep inhale. Exhale to plank pose.
Shift forward.
Squeeze your thighs.
Inhale forward, look forward, and then one breath at a time, slowly lower all the way down. Press the top of the feet into the floor.
Inhale, low cobra. Exhale, back down. Inhale, low cobra.
Exhale, back down.
Inhale, low cobra. Exhale, back down. Tuck your toes under. Inhale to plank pose. Exhale to downward facing dog. Inhale the left leg up. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. So squeezing through the right thigh and circle out your ankle. Just go and discover that you got a foot.
Maybe change the direction of the circle.
And then inhale, straighten the leg.
Knee to nose, exhale.
Inhale,
extend.
Left knee, left elbow. Inhale, extend. Left knee, right elbow. Inhale, extend.
And step the foot through. Come to that runner's lunge. Draw the chest forward. And straighten the front knee just to your ability. It does not have to be straight. And then inhale, shift forward.
Straighten and bow. Do that a couple more times. Follow the breath.
Try to make your breath longer and deeper. A really conscious breath moving. Next time you shift forward, release the right knee down. Inhale, sweep your arms up.
Take a moment elongating through the torso and then circle sweep the arms back. Interlace the fingers, maybe the unhabitual way where you can feel a little funny as you hold your own hands and then draw the chest up and bow forward. Use that front foot, right? The awakening sensations of the soles of the feet that the toes are used for balancing.
Strong legs. Inhale, reach up. Reach your arms up. On your exhale, come to plank pose. And stay in plank. You could lower your knees down if the plank is just too much.
But see if you can draw the chest forward. So really, really elongate the spine. And then don't move your butt. Just round your spine and look at your own belly button. So it's a micro movement, but it delivers a punch. Inhale, drawing forward. Squeeze the thighs. Exhale, curl, curl, curl. Inhale, lengthen. And then exhale, curl. Inhale, lengthen. Slowly lower all the way down. Point your toes. Press them to the floor. Low cobra, inhale. So it's a chest extension, shoulder blade squeeze. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, low cobra, strong legs. Exhale, lower back down. Inhale, low cobra. Exhale, back down.
Tuck your toes under. Fire up your legs and then press to plank.
Exhale to downward facing dog. And now shake your head out. So whatever holding you still experiencing in your jaw or the back of the neck, see if you can release that out. Deep inhale and then let out a sigh. Ah.
Step or steps to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up.
And then bringing hands to your heart. Set an intention for your practice, something other than physical. It could be breath, it could be some mental or emotional challenge. And take a deep inhale. Starting with moon salutations, inhale, reach up, bow forward, exhale, halfway lift to a flat spine, right foot back, right knee down, inhale, sweep your arms up, exhale, downward facing dog, inhale to plank pose. And now decide if you want to do a chaturanga or lower all the way down. Just make sure you're not collapsing the low back. And then either a cobra or upward dog. And downward facing dog. Inhale, right leg up. Both thighs are strong. Exhale, step it through. Left knee goes down. Inhale, sweep your arms up. Feet together, forward fold, top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale, forward fold, exhale. Inhale, you rise, lift with the legs. So keep the spine long, bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, left foot back, left knee down. Inhale, sweep the arms up. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank pose, and then you choose chaturanga or lower all the way, cobra or upward dog, downward facing dog. Inhale, left leg up, step it through, right knee goes down, inhale, sweep the arms up, and feet together, forward fold, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way and then keep on rising. Squeeze your thighs, tuck the tailbone. Take one more breath. Bring hands to heart. And then one more time. Inhale, reach the arms up. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Right foot back, right knee down. Inhale, sweep the arms up. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank pose. Exhale, chaturanga, or you decide to lower. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Right leg up, inhale. Step it through, left knee goes down. Inhale, reach up. Feet together, forward fold, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. You can keep your knees bent. Rise all the way up. So lift with the legs. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Left foot back, left knee down. Inhale, sweep the arms up. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank pose, chaturanga, but you always have a choice, upward facing dog, and downward facing dog, left leg up, inhale, step it through, right knee goes down, inhale, reach up, and feet together, forward fold, exhale, halfway lift, inhale, forward fold, exhale, inhale, rise up, and hands to heart. Take a second, return to the intention, feel the breath. Lift your toes up and then try to spread your toes and then place them down again. And then Surya Namaskar A, inhale, reach up. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale.
chaturanga exhale. So it's okay to step to plank and then lowering down. Upward dog and downward dog. Big breath in, big breath out. Deep inhale and deep exhale. One more time. Deep inhale, deep exhale. Step or steps to the top of the mat. Halfway lift. Inhale, forward fold. Exhale, inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale, knees off the floor, legs strong, downward dog, exhale. Big breath in, and big breath out. Deep inhale, deep exhale. One more time. Deep inhale. Deep exhale. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift. Inhale. Forward fold. Exhale. Inhale. Rise all the way up and then keep on rising. Keep on rising and then press to tippy toes. See if you can keep the ankles together because you're squeezing the inner thighs together so much. Right? And you will fall out of this about 1,000 times. I do so myself, right? So it's okay to fall. That's the normal thing. But see if you can stay up. Keep tucking tailbone under. Squeeze the legs. Pull the belly up and in. And then slowly try to reach the right arm back, the left arm forward. And you're going to pivot the chest towards the hallway while you're squeezing the thigh still. And you're still on your tippy toes, even if you had to come back up for the 156th time just about now. Right? And see if you can stay on your tippy toes. Come back to that earlier position. So you're looking up possibly, but reaching up for sure. And then let's pivot over to the other side. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Squeeze the thighs. Squeeze the thighs, not the ankles. The thighs. The ankles will line up once the core and the inner seam of the thighs are there. Are you still breathing? And then are you conscious of what the fingers are doing? And then come back to center, reaching up, reaching up, reaching up. And not just, even if you have to, just fake a smile. All right, so you're not taking it too seriously. And slowly root your heels down, bend your knees, and now you find yourself in chair pose, which seems to be curiously comfortable after all that. All right. So look down for a second, make sure you can see your toes. That means that you have to sit a little bit back. And if you feel this in your low back, also tuck the tailbone under. So you'll notice when you do that, when you tuck the tailbone under, it kind of draws in the abdominal muscles, but it takes away that funky sensation from your low back. Right? So some of you are in a bar stool. It's Monday, so sit a little lower. There we go. Squeeze the legs. You can bend the elbows, pull the shoulder blades down, but we lift the chest up. Take one more deep inhale, and then let's start Surya Namaskar B. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale, right leg up. Step it through, warrior one. So you pivot the back heel down, you rise up. Think about having headlights on your hip bones. Can you shine the light straight forward? And that might mean that you need to take that right foot a little bit more to the right. So just kind of meander it till it gets there. And that gives you more liberty for the hips. Keep squeezing the back thigh. Inhale greatly through the arms. And then exhale, plank through chaturanga. Strong legs through the upward dog. And downward facing dog. Inhale, left leg up. Step it through, warrior one. So lifting with the legs. And then make sure you find the functionality for your core. And its function is to support your back, right? So if you're not feeling that you're consciously engaging your core, then think about it. Think about what would you have to do to make sure that the spinal column is wrapped around with support, the back muscles, side abdominals, obliques, and then frontal abs. Take a deep inhale and then keep that support for your back, chaturanga. Keep the core engaged. Upward dog and downward dog. Deep inhale and then a ha. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift inhale. Forward fold exhale, chair pose. Because I'm teaching traditional Surya Namaskar. And then from here, come to standing Tadasana. Straighten the legs, release the arms down. And we're going to do the same thing except with a bit more flow. Inhale to chair. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Right leg up, inhale. Step it through, warrior one, for single breath. So you root to rise and you go back, chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Left leg up, inhale. Step it through, you're still moving mindfully, not tossing the legs like pancakes. And chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Big breath in. Ha. Spread the fingers, knuckles down. I can see underneath some of you guys' hands. Make sure that wrist is protected. Lift your heels, bend the knees, step or float to the top. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. You go back to chair pose for a single inhale. And then Samasthitihi, standing pose. Arms release down. Back to chair pose. Inhale. Now we're going to get super traditional. So it's going to be the same Surya Namaskar B, but you're not lifting the leg up. You're just going to use core to step it through, and it's much harder on your breath. Okay? Have your sense of humor. You don't have to be perfect. Take an inhale. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Now this up dog is a huge inhale. Downward dog, and you're still exhaling when the right foot steps forward. Warrior one, inhale, rise up. Exhale, chaturanga. Slow down the upward dog so you can take a deeper breath. Downward dog, and then the left foot right away steps forward, still on the exhale. Inhale, rise. Exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Three breath cycles. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale, step or float to the top. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale, rise all the way up. Inhale, and hands to heart. Chair pose. This time we get to hold it. Yay! Breathe. And then bring hands to heart. Make sure you keep the knees together. Spiral over towards the hallway, left elbow, right knee. And then lift out of the lower shoulder. If the elbow won't go all the way across to the outside of the right knee, that's just fine with me. Put the elbow on the inside of the left knee. It's all the same. But see, you can draw the chest more forward. So it's all about the elongation of the spine. That's what yoga cares about. That and sanity, right? So deep breath. Open up your arms. The lower hand could be on the inside, right front of your feet, right? So you're not focusing on how much you can twist your shoulder. You're focusing, if you can you sit a little lower down? Lower down, that's it. Now keep your butt there. Inhale the chest more forward. And then bow forward, exhale, relax the neck. Ah. chair pose. Hands to heart. Let's twist it the other way. Keep the breath with you. So the breath is primary. Spine elongation. And then mindfulness. Are you still with your intention? Whatever that was. Can you practice in a way that has some element of softness to it? So right now when you open up the arms, you're reaching, but there's a sense of lightness. There's extension and lightness and breath. And yeah, you're working. You can feel your legs, right? That's fine. Take one more inhale. And then bow forward. Ha, relax the neck. Halfway lift. And chaturanga. Upward facing dog, inhale. Linger a little bit there because it's nice after a long chair. Just hold it, lift the
chest up, squeeze the thighs,
and then downward facing dog. Ah. Inhale the right leg up, knee to nose. Inhale the leg up. Right knee, right elbow, shift forward to plank pose. Right knee still at the right elbow, kind of like a doggy and a fire hydrant. And then you're staying there, strengthening yourself. Might put the left knee down. It's still strengthening you, right? So don't criticize your form. If you're doing rust, right? If you're slightly bored, bend your elbows and hold a low push-up in this position. Breathe. And then press it back. And three-legged dog, right leg to the sky. Reach, reach, reach. Enjoy that you're reaching, right? Because you know it's not gonna go last forever. Nothing does. It's all about change. Right knee, left elbow when you're in plank pose. So if you have headlights on your shoulders, those headlights are not pointing towards the left corner. They're pointing straight forward. So you're not rotating in the shoulder. You're totally rotating in your obliques, the side abdominals. And if you're still bored, then hold this in a low push-up position. And then press back up, three-legged dog. Enjoy the reach. Step it through, crescent lunge. Okay. And you're completely welcome to put the back knee down. Focus on your breath. Okay. Breathing. Tuck the tailbone under. Hands to heart. Left elbow, right knee. Press the back heel as high as you can. So that will lift that left hip a little higher. Still steady breath. Okay. The yogis say that the boredom is a state of mind. It's just because you're not really paying attention to the present moment. You're somewhere else. Or maybe you're expecting something else. Open up your arms. It's okay to have the lower hand on the block. So think about it. Are you still extending your spine? Are you still feeling your breath? Are you squeezing the right? No, that would be your left thigh. Breathing. And you can always levitate that lower hand if you want to make your life harder. I'm not telling you to make your life harder. That is a choice you make on your own. Take one more deep inhale. Exhale, both hands down, and then pivot the back heel down. Come to warrior two. And the front knee is still nicely bent. And now reaching through the fingertips. See if you can feel lightness in the arms, as if you have little pillows underneath your palms. So you don't have to shrug the shoulder. The second you notice you shrug the shoulder, see if you can relax the shoulders. Yeah. If you can no longer relax the shoulders and you're starting to feel that you're holding up your arms via your jaw muscle like that, and then you start feeling that the veins are popping out of your neck and you're pulling your shoulders up, how about releasing your arms down and then coming back up again? So hold your arms up from your core.
Tug the tailbone and really elongate.
And breathe. Watch your breath. notice where your mind goes. Where do you go? Reverse your warrior. Reach up, up, up. Keep the front knee bent, the back thigh super strong, and then come to side angle. Find the side angle that matches the difficulty level that you need today. Okay? So if you need, just sometimes you need more work because it feels good to burn that energy, then you can take that lower arm and reach it towards the side of the room or the front of the room. But don't tolerate back pain, right? So it's one thing to work hard and enjoy working hard and maybe even shake a little bit because you're working hard. It's another thing to push through pain. Okay? So you're here to practice wisdom. And breathing. Notice if the front knee is buckling in. There's just a few of you that could peel that front knee a little more towards the hallway, towards the back. Mm-hmm. Notice if the pose starts holding in your jaw. Unless there's a rope in front of you that helps you to bite onto and hang onto, that jaw is not helping you right now. So use your legs, reverse the warrior, deep inhale. And then exhale to plank pose and hold plank like you're resisting gravity. You're levitating and resisting at the same time. So there's effort and ease, sukha and sthira, all in one. And then right arm up, side plank, vashistasana. Try to stack your hips, which is to say, don't let your belly button shine up to the ceiling. Because the second you do that, you kind of sit into the shoulder joint instead of holding the pose in your core. And steady breath. So choose the difficulty level that works for you. You can put the knee down, you can kickstand it here. You got nothing to prove. Notice the emotions that come up if you feel like you're modifying and something is going on. I'm fine with it. Take one more breath and then come to plank pose. And then a chaturanga. And then an upward dog. And then a downward dog. Ha. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Lift your heels, bend the knees, step or float to the top. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Inhale, rise all the way up and then keep reaching up. Fold your fingers, make a fist and then pull the fist towards your, well, down. So you're stretching your forearms. Okay. And then open up the hands and reach the fingers out. Come into chair pose, right arm under, right leg over, eagle. So if the whole eagle business is not happening in your shoulders, don't worry. I had a couple years in my life when it wasn't happening in my shoulder. Do this instead, forearm pressure. And the elbows press as well. See if you can lift elbows to the height of the shoulders. And pick up the right foot and then just wrap it. And if balancing is not in the cards today, just put the big toe down. But what matters is that you're breathing into your upper back. You're trying not to shrug the shoulders. At least you're trying to pull the shoulder blades down, but you're still extending the elbows forward and you're still squeezing your thighs. And if you're falling, that's okay because that's human, right? Superhuman. Oh, it's superhuman to fall. That's a new definition of superhuman. And then rise and reach and elongate and get the arms up, root the feet down, come hands to heart, come back to your intention for a second. And then the eagle on the other side. So either take forearm pressure or left arm under, left leg over. And then work on extending the forearms forward, lifting the elbow away from the chest. And there's a really beautiful energetics in the eagle that you're compressing, like you're squeezing the arms and you're squeezing the legs, but while you're compressing that, you're elongating in the torso and you're lifting the elbow away from the chest, so you're elongating at the back of the shoulder as well. So there's compression, and within the compression, there's expansion. And these two things somehow coexist. And you're breathing, right? And then let it fly, doesn't matter. Reach it out, lengthen, and bow forward. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, and hold the upward dog as a counter pose again for the chair, which was eagle, is a twisted chair. Squeeze and lift, squeeze and lift, squeeze and lift. Take one more breath and then downward facing dog, exhale. Now with fresh wrists, you can inhale the left leg up and knee to nose, squeeze. Inhale the leg up, left knee, left elbow, shift forward to plank, hold it here. Maybe you have to put the right knee down, and I think that's fine. Or you go down to a low plank position and not being proud, just enjoying the burn. And then pressing back up, three-legged dog. Reach into it, one more breath. Left knee, right elbow. In plank pose, and then find your version of this lovely thing. Lovely pose. I love this pose. And then take it back, three-legged dog. Reach into it. Step it through crescent lunge. Rise up. Find your legs. How do you elongate in the torso? Hands to heart. Take a deep breath in and then rotate right elbow, left knee. Right? And then what is interesting here? What exactly are you doing? Right? How do you keep the present moment interesting? Sometimes we feel that we always have to be occupied with something because somehow our breath and our mind is not interesting. Okay. Open up the arms. My mom taught me a lesson not to ever be bored early on in my life. Breathe. See if you can levitate that lower hand just a little bit. Stay strong in the legs. Are you still breathing? Enjoying that you got legs. Exhale, both hands down, pivot the back heel down. Come to a warrior two. Hold your warrior two. Keep peeling the front knee open. Relax your shoulders. Fine. So when and where I was growing up, we didn't have dishwashers and dryers and all that fancy stuff. And my mom was a big fan of hosting big parties. I don't know how old I was, maybe 8 or 9. Anyway, way too young. And she sent me to bed, and of course, I don't think I went to bed. Slowly reverse your warrior and then go to side angle. And find your difficulty of side angle. So I kept bugging her, and these were co-workers, I guess, because she had a job where she had to host parties. And I kept bugging her. She kept sending me back to bed, and it wasn't happening. So after a while, she said, okay, if you're bored, wash the dishes. I think we had like 25 people and 3 courses. And I think I was up till midnight washing dishes. I never said I was bored ever again. That was it. Lesson learned. I need not to be busy. Thank you. Right, so there's a lot of things that can be done right here without giving you a very busy flow. It's just a side angle that you're holding. Inhale, reverse the warrior. And then come to plank pose, and side plank is in your future with the left arm up. And see if you can find the beauty in the details, right? Beauty in the details. So I wonder if you notice that your top hip is just a tad bit behind the lower hip. Pull the top hip towards the blind windows. That's it, that's it, that's it. Squeeze the legs. And then notice if you're sitting onto your elbow joint. Can you give a little bit of suspension to that elbow? take one more breath. And then come to plank. And then a chaturanga. And upward facing dog, inhale. Downward facing dog, exhale. Ha. Lift your heels, bend the knees, step or float to the top. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Come back to your intention. And then shift onto your left foot. Grab the right foot with the right hand. Come to Natarajasana, dancer. Reach the left arm forward. And you're kicking back only as much as you're pivoting forward. So don't think about, oh, I gotta lift my leg up. Just see if you can kind of suspend yourself equally moving forward and back. And notice how you're doing that. And then slowly release the pose, cartwheel the arms around, take it onto the other side. So you're only moving as much back as you're moving forward. Nothing is too much in one direction. Everything is balanced. And then slowly release the foot, hands to heart. So this section will flow just a little bit faster. Inhale, reach up. Mba, forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Right leg up, inhale. Step it through, warrior two. And then reverse the warrior, straighten the front knee, pivot into triangle, Trikonasana. Squeeze your thighs, extend through the chest, reach through the arms, and then inhale, come up. Pivot the toes towards the side, hands on your hips, deep inhale, and bow forward, straddle forward fold. It's okay to keep the knees a little bit micro bent, so don't sit into your knees, engage your thighs. Take the hands back to your hips, engage the thighs. Inhale, come up, and then pivot the right foot forward, left foot steps in. Both legs are straight. Imagine squaring your hips forward again. You might need to take the feet a little wider. Inhale the left arm up and reach the left arm up. Now reach forward until you reach that place where your spine is parallel to the floor. And now squeeze your legs more and pull your right hip back. You probably will move it back a micron, but it will feel like a meter, right? So you're really reaching forward so you can reach that hip back. Breathe. And then the left arm goes to a block or floor, right arm reaches up. For most people, that's a block because otherwise you end up curling the spine, and I want that spine long, right? Take one more breath and feet together, forward fold, top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale, forward fold, exhale, inhale, rising all the way up, and bow forward, exhale, halfway lift, inhale, chaturanga, exhale, upward dog, inhale, downward dog, exhale, left leg up, inhale, step it through, warrior two. Once you land, take a breath to reverse the warrior, straighten the front knee, squeeze the thighs, pivot into Trikonasana, and then work on making that Trikonasana stronger. So you don't have to reach further, you just squeeze more, squeeze everything so the breath elongates the spine. And then use your legs. Inhale, come up. Hands to your hips. Pivot towards the hallway. Take a deep inhale. Bow forward. Exhale. Shake your head out. Yes. Shake your head out. No. And now see if you can shift forward enough to lift your heels just enough to put a parchment paper underneath your heels. And then root the heels back down. Engage the thighs. Hands are still on the hips. Inhale, come up. Pivot back to the front of the room. Left foot faces forward. Right foot steps in. And then right arm reaches up. Left hand on the hip, reach the right arm forward. And then the right arm goes to the floor. Left arm reaches up. Breathing, lift up here a little more. So don't reach too low. Let's more up here, that's it. Elongating the spine. Take one more breath. And feet together, forward fold. Halfway lift, inhale. Crow to chaturanga, up and down dog, or walk to plank pose, child's pose. So fill in the blank. It's an all level class, so you don't have to be like your neighbors. Neighbors are good to appreciate, fun to visit. Not to copy, right? Big breath in and out. And inhale the right leg up. Step it through to pigeon. And if pigeon hurts your knee, you can take reclined pigeon. That usually takes that funny sensation away. Right? So don't stay with any joint sensation. Breathe into that beautiful muscular stretch. Find your breath. Steady inhale.
And steady exhale. Steady inhale. And steady exhale.
And then notice where your mind goes. Does it stay with the breath? Does it stay with the body? Does it go off being busy somewhere? Or maybe it goes off being bored. Notice the qualities of the mind. We're going to switch this pigeon on to the other side, and it's an all-level class. Some of you will go through a Shirshasana if you've been taking classes with Regan. Otherwise, just switch the legs any way you want to. You could go back downward dog. You could just go to switcheroo from one leg to another. As long as you do it mindfully, so you're not just kind of moving through the motions without thinking, right? Something that feels right and you know what it feels. And then keep taking the breath into it. Stay present with the breath. Couple more cycle. Deep inhale. Deep exhale. Inhale. And exhale. And then inhale the torso up. Swing the back leg forward. Hug your knees to your chest. Roll onto your back. Hug your knees. Happy baby. Massage your low back out. Nice and steady breath. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. And then set your feet down on the floor. Come up to bridge pose or wheel. If you like wheel, you can press there. If your shoulder is not friendly with wheel, just leave it there. And so find the optimal challenge. But whatever you do, tuck the tailbone a little bit so you elongate the spine, and then make sure the feet face forward and the big toe presses down. Yeah, so the arches are activating and the inner thighs are holding you up, because we overuse the outside of our butt and our thighs, right? So make sure you zip it up on the inside. And then very slowly lower back down. If you were in a wheel, hug your knees to your chest and give your knees a kiss. Just to counterpose the spine, and plus it's nice to appreciate your knees. They do a lot of good work for a badly designed joint. And then extend your legs straight up, Viparita Kurani, or plow to shoulder stand. Right? Again, it's an all-level class, and that means every day is different. Right? If you had a really hard day today, maybe that shoulder stand doesn't feel right. You know when it also doesn't feel right? If you had too much salty food. Just blows up my face at least, right? So just notice if that's not what you need to do today. Just a little bit getting the feet above the heart. And if you were in shoulder stand, go back to the plow. From plow, let's sit up to a Matsyasana fish pose. Set it up nice. Take the hands behind you. And then just the forearms go down. The upper arm bones hold you up. You squeeze your thighs. You extend through the chest. And then let's take one big lion. Inhale. One more time. Inhale. And release back to your back. Hug your knees to your chest. And then take your knees to the right, arms out to letter T. Spiraling through your core, allowing the breath to travel through the spine and the rib cage. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Deep inhale and deep exhale. And then pivot over to the other side. Rinse out spine, the abs. Deep inhale and deep exhale. One more time, deep inhale and deep exhale. And bring yourself back to the center and release to Shavasana, child's pose. Oh. The corpse pose. So you let go and be. I guess the other time where a strong teacher made me face my mind is in yoga, in meditation. And someone asks you to sit for 3 hours straight. Now that's advanced yoga. You know, what comes up in the mind? And can you deal with what comes up in a way that's actually peaceful and kind and constructive? So just watch your mind, notice what comes up. Whatever it is, it's fine, it's human. Just notice it. Fingers and toes, curl to the right side. And press to a seat, hands to heart. Come back to your intention. Maybe you have an intention that it's not a bad idea to take it to go. Right? Inhale. Thank you so much for giving me the gift of teaching. Peace be with you. Namaste.
Hi. So this will be posted on our podcasting station for everyone, but teacher trainees can use it.